Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias. On this episode, we reminisce on all of the major gastroenterology news from January, which brought several reports quantifying how the gastroenterology biosimilar market is progressing and marked the one-year anniversary of adalimumab biosimilar competition in the United States. The end of January represents the one-year anniversary of the first U.S. launch of an adalimumab biosimilar, Amjevita. Since then, one biosimilar for Humira, also known as reference adalimumab, received approval, another received an interchangeability designation, and eight more launched. Additionally, market dynamics have begun to take shape as companies experiment with dual pricing strategies to tempt payers and pharmacy benefit managers into covering their products. However, uptake remains low at the one-year mark. The biggest update for ustekinumab biosimilars is the EMA approval of Uzpruvo as the first biosimilar to reference Stelara, originator ustekinumab. The product was approved to treat Crohn's disease, psoriatic arthritis, and plaque psoriasis. The biosimilar was developed by Alvotech and will be marketed by Stada Ars Nimetal. Additionally, the FDA accepted a biologics license application for DMB-3115, an ustekinumab biosimilar developed by Accord Biopharma. If successful, it would be the second ustekinumab biosimilar to receive approval in the U.S. In legal news, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield has filed a lawsuit against the reference manufacturer of Stelara, J&J, accusing them of scheming to create a monopoly beyond the legitimate patent exclusivity period, potentially breaking J&J's ustekinumab monopoly if successful, and allowing earlier access to biosimilar versions for plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis. Currently, settlement agreements have postponed the U.S. arrival of ustekinumab biosimilars on the market from late 2023 to early 2025. IQVIA came out with its Global Use of Medicines report and a white paper on the impact of biosimilar competition in Europe. The white paper highlighted persistent challenges in achieving sustained access and savings growth, prompting a call for increased attention to policies that foster a sustainable market and ensure a robust pipeline. The report underscored essential factors for a flourishing biosimilar ecosystem, encompassing savings, pricing, accessibility, strategic considerations, and competitive dynamics. The latest Global Use of Medicines report projected that losses for original products will increase from $111 billion to $192 billion by the conclusion of 2028, attributable to the introduction of new biosimilar and generic medicines in the market, particularly in the gastroenterology and immunology markets. The annual report aims to provide supporting evidence for discussions on the value, cost, and role of medicines over the next 5 years in healthcare spending. Samsung Bioepis's biosimilar market report for the first quarter of 2024 chronicled major market trends, finding that on average, biosimilars obtained a 53% market share in the first 3 years after the initial launch. It also highlighted treatment spaces with quicker uptake than others and emphasized missed opportunities for savings. The report also examined the one-year experience of adalimumab biosimilar competition in the U.S., finding that these products have only obtained 2% of market share by the end of 2023. The PROPER trial in Europe demonstrated the effectiveness and safety of transitioning from Humira to SB5 in treating inflammatory diseases, validating SB5 as a cost-efficient alternative to adalimumab. A cohort of 955 patients with various immune-mediated inflammatory diseases shifted from the originator to SB5. The real-world application of SB5 for patients with immune-mediated inflammatory diseases showed efficacy and tolerance during the transition. However, the authors highlighted the need for special consideration for female patients, as they may be more susceptible to discontinuation compared to their male counterparts. Lastly, a review of post-approval pharmacovigilance data for 8 Sandoz biosimilars encompassing over 1.3 billion patient days of exposure concluded that these biosimilars can be used as safely as their respective reference biologics. However, despite demonstrated efficacy and safety, lingering concerns persist among healthcare providers, patients, and policy experts about the long-term safety of biosimilars, emphasizing the importance of post-approval safety data for real-world use. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Not So Different. For more information on all of the articles we discussed today, visit the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.